Chapter 8. Captain Eldred and the Goblins. When Zelda woke up the next morning, she saw a lot of small men looking at her. They were goblins, little men with big round eyes, long ears, and long noses. They were standing around Cedric and Zelda, with swords in their hands.
"Cedric, wake up," Zelda said in a quiet voice. "Look at these men."
The goblins pointed their swords at Cedric and Zelda.
"Good morning, Cedric," said one of the goblins. "I know it's you, although you look like another man. I'm Eldred, captain of the goblins. My master wants your half of the bracelet. Give it to me now."
"Who is your master?" asked Cedric. "Is it King Gorak?"
"No, it isn't," said Eldred.
"Is it the dark wizard, Zanzida?" asked Cedric.
"Enough questions," said the angry captain. "Give me the bracelet."
"I'll never give you the bracelet," shouted Cedric. He quickly picked up the harp with the Tree of Life, and he started to play.
"Stop," ordered Eldred. "I know the powers of that harp. You ask for a wish, and it comes true. Give me the harp."
Cedric continued to play. Quickly, the goblins approached Zelda, and they pointed their swords at her.
"Give me the harp now," said Eldred, "or the girl will die."
Zelda was very frightened. She looked at Cedric.
"Please, Cedric, do what he says," she said unhappily, and Cedric gave Eldred the harp.
"And now I'll ask for a wish," said Eldred. "My master is going to be very happy now."
Eldred began to play the harp, and then he said the fatal words.
"Cedric must die. This is my wish."
Suddenly, Eldred dropped the harp and touched his chest.
"Oh, the pain," he said. "What's happening to me?"
"You asked for a bad wish," said Cedric. "The Tree of Life won't obey a wish to make somebody die. Now you'll die, not me." Cedric took the harp. "Does anybody else want to ask for a wish?" he asked. The goblins were frightened. They moved away from Zelda and Cedric. "Take your dead captain and go," ordered Cedric. The goblins obeyed Cedric and quickly left the tunnel.
"Who sent them?" asked Zelda. "Who wants the bracelet?"
"My grandfather," answered Cedric in a sad voice. "He's got the first half of the bracelet, and now he wants this half. He wants the power, and he also wants my death."
"Oh, Cedric, I'm sorry," said Zelda.
"Don't worry," said Cedric. "I won't give him the bracelet." Cedric took the broken bracelet from his pocket and held it in his hand. The metal was cold and heavy. When he looked at it, he saw his mother and father again. His mother was wearing the bracelet, and she was very happy. Cedric smiled when he saw them. He felt strong again. "I'll get the other half of the bracelet from my grandfather, the Dark Wizard, and then I'll go home. I'll save my people and end the time of darkness," he thought. Then he put the broken bracelet in his pocket again. "We must leave now," he said to Zelda.
"Let's go to my uncle's castle," said Zelda. "He'll help us."
Cedric and Zelda left the tunnel and walked on together. After 20 minutes, Zelda stopped.
"Look," she said.
She pointed to a small stone castle in the distance.
"That's my uncle's castle."
Two guards came to meet them on big white horses.
"Who are you, and what do you want?" asked the first guard.
"I'm Princess Zelda, and I'm here to visit my uncle," said Zelda. "This is Edgar, a family friend. Please take us to my uncle immediately."
"Yes, Princess," said the guards.
Then they helped Zelda and Cedric onto their horses and took them up to the castle. Zelda's uncle came to meet them.
Take this man into the castle and give him breakfast. I want to speak to my niece alone, he said.
Cedric left with the guards. Then Zelda's uncle spoke to her. He looked very worried.
Zelda, why are you with that man?
Edgar is evil. I don't like him.
Don't worry, uncle, said Zelda. He's not really Edgar. He looks like Edgar because he drank a magic potion, but really he's a good man called Cedric.
Stay here with me, Zelda, said her uncle. I'll send my guards with Cedric. His grandfather lives in the Castle of Darkness. It's on an island not very far from here. They'll arrive there before dark. You can wait here for Cedric.
No, uncle, I won't leave Cedric now, said Zelda. I must go with him.
But Zelda, Cedric's grandfather is the most powerful and evil wizard in the country. It's not safe to go to his castle.
Uncle, Cedric will protect me, answered Zelda.
Do you love him? Asked her uncle.
Yes, I do, said Zelda, and I won't leave him now.
Then I won't destroy your love, said the old man. I give you my blessing. Now, let's have breakfast with Cedric. My men will get the horses ready.
Thank you, uncle, said Zelda. You're very kind.
After breakfast, Cedric and Zelda left for the Castle of Darkness together. After some time, Cedric and Zelda came to the sea. A boatman took them across the water. Soon, they could see a big, dark castle from the boat.
It's a frightening place, said Zelda.
Look, said Cedric, and he pointed to the island. There were many soldiers on the beach. A tall man with grey hair sat on a horse.
Is that man on the horse my grandfather? Asked Cedric,
and he took his sword from his belt. The boat arrived, and Cedric and Zelda jumped out. They didn't see another small boat behind them, or the old woman in that boat. Cedric walked towards his grandfather. The soldiers pointed their swords at him. They were ready to fight.